Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne. This is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be passing your tests and turning her on. Well, I've got two really good email success stories that I want to share with you because obviously everybody loves good success stories. So the first one is a guy who's been following my work for, I think it's about 3 years. And a couple of months ago, he finally met what he considers to be a smoking hot unicorn style woman. And so he shares how they got together and their love story, how she asked him to be exclusive. And he says it's better than he could have ever imagined that it could be. Now, the second email is a very detailed email. What I like with this guy is he just started following me a couple months ago. And he had this female friend of his. They've known each other quite a while. And he recently was able to move her into the friends with benefits category. And so he shares a lot of things that she had said to him that communicated that she was trying to test him and to bluff and test his strength. So it's definitely worth your time to wait until, especially until I get to the second email, because he's got a lot of good things in there. He's got good comebacks and how he handled some of the pressure points, because obviously the topic of this video is, how do you pass a woman's test when she's bluffing to test your strength and trying to screw with you? Right as the plane flies over, of course. So where I live now, there's an airport not too far away, and there's a lake, and the planes tend to circle around the lake, all of the student pilots. So I've been working on, I don't know if I shared this with you guys yet or not, but I'm working on 4 new books, and these books are just simply all of the quotes that I've written over the last 10, 12 years. I think each book's going to end up somewhere around probably 250, maybe more quotes in each one. And so kind of like I do in the YouTube videos, I read a quote and then I kind of freestyle a little bit. And the goal is just I'm mixing them all up from the whole 10, 12 years so you get a good mixture of everything. So my goal is to get the first one released sometime early in 2021. But it's interesting because I actually do my recording in the studio. My sound engineer actually comes to my place, and we've got really good equipment, good microphone and all. And it's nice being able to work at home and record this, but it's like when these fucking planes fly over, especially in the morning when they're real busy because the weather's not too choppy, you get, you know, 4 or 5 of these dudes flying around, and about every minute or so you got to stop and wait. And then obviously you got the international airport that just happens to vector some of the big planes over us at different times throughout the day. So it's always fun. So you're not going to hear any fucking trains here in these videos that I'm filming in my Orlando studio because I'm not near any railroad tracks. So it's, other than the planes, it's pretty damn quiet here. There's no fire station. You're probably not going to hear any sirens or any of that crap. So hope you guys enjoy it. So let's go through. I'm going to read this quote that I wrote, and then we'll jump right into the first guy's email. And the quote says, a woman bluffs to test a man's strength. She often will feign disinterest in him or displeasure with his actions to see how he responds. A man who knows better responds with cockiness, playfulness, humor, humility, and an unattached demeanor that communicates that he understands what she is doing, but finds it cute and endearing. A woman is way more attracted to a man she can't push around or intimidate versus a guy who jumps through his butt to please her. Don't take a woman's test of your strength or attempts at intimidation as a slight or an insult, but instead use it as an opportunity to turn her on by your indifference and amusement. The key is responding with a smirk, a smile, some humor, something that communicates that, especially if she's saying something, you know, that's kind of bullshit, she's just fucking with me, but she does it with a straight face because women do this. It's always best to respond with humor. Because again, if you're the king of your kingdom, you've decided that all the fair maidens should have a good attitude and a playful attitude. They should be your joy, after all, when they come into your kingdom. We don't want any sourpusses in our kingdoms. We don't want any nasty fair maidens that might be fair and pretty to look at, but are just fucking hell on wheels to be around. So with that said, let's go to the first guy's email. Dear Corey, the magnitude of change, growth, and new experience your material has allowed me is beyond words. I've been devouring your work for the past 3 years. Now, keep in mind, I always have the best success stories from guys that have read the book backwards and forwards multiple times, and that's what you're going to see here with this guy. These guys here, I never do phone sessions with them. They're just good students, they follow instructions, and they don't have any problems. He says, having read 3% Man 26 times, that's a lot. Mastering Yourself twice and have watched your YouTube videos countless times. Learning how to live life as a centered, spiritually balanced alpha male has been one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. Like many, a painful breakup with a remarkable woman brought me to your work. It's like most guys don't come to me because things are going well in their life. They're only open to read my book, my first book, 3% Man, or my second book, Mastering Yourself, when something has gone sideways in their life, which obviously you can read these at understandingrelationships.com. All you got to do is subscribe to the email newsletter. He says, I was able to apply the proper success principles, winning her back before it ultimately imploded. As many who get their exes back eventually see, some things are not meant to be. Very true. The resulting pain was a necessary leverage to apply your work in earnest. So notice what he's saying there. He got emotional leverage upon himself because he experienced a lot of emotional pain. And that, at the end of the day, is what motivates us. We do more to avoid pain than we'll do to gain pleasure. And a guy's most open to hearing my message or reading my books when he's in a lot of pain and he wants to get out of it. Or he's like, that's it. This shit's never going to happen again. I got to figure out what I'm doing wrong. The gift of desperation required to let go of old ideas and grow. Well, as Master Yoda said, you must unlearn what you have learned. As the years went on, I steadfastly utilized repetition of the fundamentals and kept myself in constant circulation, pushing myself towards uncomfortable growth in the realm of dating, pickup, and relationships. The promise of meeting the next woman that absolutely blew me away kept me hungry for progress. So that's important, that statement. I want to read that statement again because it's really important to understand. He says, the promise of meeting the next woman that absolutely blew me away kept me hungry for progress. So that's the emotionally compelling reason that he came up with to keep reading the book and to keep applying it and to keep getting better. Anything that you want to accomplish in life, you have to have something that's really emotionally compelling and exciting, because those emotions are what's going to propel you to keep moving forward when things are not going well, when it looks like it's never going to work out for you. This is super important, and this is something that I learned probably close to 30 years ago, and I think about it constantly, whether it's making juice or making smoothies, working out, exercising, getting sleep, having business goals or work goals, whatever it happens to be. There's always this little battle that goes in my mind going, I'll just do it tomorrow. Let's do it over the weekend. And it's easy to put it off. It's easy to be lazy. It's hard to push yourself. And when you have emotionally compelling reasons why you want things, that's why you will push yourself. And I go to an extensive detail on how that applies in mastering yourself. So if you're struggling in other areas of your life other than your personal life, I definitely recommend reading Mastering Yourself. He says, I kept myself in a state of total preparedness. Sure enough, after almost 4 years, I met that woman, a highly ambitious, extremely beautiful, and he sent pictures and she's beautiful, charismatic, alpha female. The courting process tested my skills to the limit as I was absolutely smitten with her from our first interaction. You're going to get 2, maybe 3 of those a decade. That's it. Not a lot of those come along in your life where you just click from the get-go. And man, do they fucking hurt when you screw those up. Because you know it's going to be probably several years before it happens again. He says, we clicked emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. I took our courtship one day at a time, living in the present and staying as objective as possible. I had to navigate the waters of insecurity, doubt, and fears. But because he had an emotionally compelling reason why he wanted it. He wanted the unicorn, so to speak. and he didn't want to experience the pain, he used those to get the emotional leverage upon himself that he needed. It's an essential skill. Again, I go into detail all throughout my book, Mastering Yourself, on how to utilize that and the impacts of that. When you think this way decade after decade after decade, it has a dramatic impact on your life and what you're able to accomplish. This is what self-reliant people do. Despite the turbulence of these emotions, I stuck to the fundamentals and strictly applied the teachings. As of last week, she brought up falling in love, and we've made it official after 2.5 months of dating. It is truly magical, almost unbelievable. I didn't think things could be this great. Well, you're in the honeymoon period, and it will wear off. But man, it is so much nicer. It's so much easier to be with somebody that you jive like this, and they are definitely worth the wait. I don't plan on resting on my laurels and continue to keep the principles in mind as I experience this wonderful blessing. I am deeply grateful for your continued generosity, wisdom, and knowledge. It is critical for your listeners to get out of their own way and trust your teachings. It is a must to read your material and until it becomes second nature. Listen to what the man is saying. I hope my experience will motivate others. I continue to be a passionate evangelist for your work. Much love, Bob. He says, P.S. I made a donation to you and have included images of her as I'm super proud. Well, you should be, dude. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Thanks for the donation. And anybody watching this that wants to make a donation for whatever they feel the value is, my work, can go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the PayPal donate button, which will be on the toolbar at the bottom of your screen on any page on my website. So let's go to the next email. He says, hey, Corey, I just wanted to say that I purchased 3% Man from Amazon a month ago, and I'm on my second read now, and I do get the need to read it 10 to 15 times to have it ingrained. Well, repetition's the mother of skill. He says, before reading your book and watching a lot of your videos, I will admit that I did not really understand anything about relationships, and I've had some bad ones in the past, and I can now see a lot of the reasons why. However, I have had a really good friend for over 15 years who I always kind of wanted to get with. We have always supported each other through breakups that coincidentally always seem to happen around the same time. We started talking again a lot during the lockdown and had become really close again, supporting each other and having fun as friends. I am 37 and she is 33, 5'2", blonde, and absolutely stunning to look at. 15 years in the friend zone. He says, since the last time we were close as friends, we have grown up a lot and there has appeared to be a different vibe between us this time around. We have a lot of fun when we are together and we seem to just fall back to how we've always been when we were younger. For the past month, I have acted on what I have learned from your book and videos so far, showing confidence, telling her what I want, and backing away to give her time to think and wonder about me. She has always responded in the most positive way and communicates her feelings back to me directly with honesty. Gradually, she has become closer to me physically, and I have responded when the signs were there. So obviously he's talking about the seduction process. I go into detail in 3% Man, my first book. Because it's a process, but you got to know what to look for and then act upon it when you see that it's there. He says, then a week ago, we made out and cuddled on our sofa while watching a film. I couldn't believe my luck, though I didn't let on and just continued to play it cool as a cucumber. She texts me first every day, and I always thought I was in complete friend zone because she's very open with me about everything. What I'm still finding amazing is that she says one thing, the test, to see if I am strong enough to handle what she says. Then I respond with confidence using what I have learned. Then a short while later, she does the complete opposite, i.e. says, I want to take this really slow. I am not sure how I feel. I don't really know what I want. So these are all just reflections of how she's feeling. And the average guy, just when he hears this shit, he thinks, what the hell? You just told me something different 5 minutes ago. What's up with that? Don't take it personally. They're expressing how they feel emotionally. Whether it's, because if a woman says, I want to take things really slow, or she likes how things are moving on, then she goes, I want to take it slow, she's helping you. She's kind of giving you a clue on what she's looking for. Hey, in other words, don't fuck it up. He says, I say, okay, that's fine. I can't promise anything either. Let's just have fun. So when he says something like that, it's communicating that he can take it or leave it. He's indifferent to it. He's not being a dick about it. He's just like, hey, let's take it slow. He's matching and mirroring. In other words, he's communicating vibrationally that he is in the same place as she is. Which the average guy, what do you think he's going to do when he hears that? He's going to get upset. He's going to be all in his head. He's going to be thinking, well, I don't understand. I thought she was really into me. Now she's telling me she wants to take it slow. It's like she's giving me mixed signals. I see that. I get those emails a lot. Mixed signals. I got mixed signals here. You just got to learn to speak the language, their language. He says, off she goes to her bedroom, slips into some sexy nighty, and returns, and we make out again. What the fuck? You are an eye-opener, man. Because typically, women share these things with guys, and the guy comes unglued. And you, Hannah, are like, yeah, whatever. I know you want me. You have that kind of an attitude. It's like you could take it either way, but it's always fun to come back with some humor and go, I know you have a big crush on me. It's okay. I haven't been harboring it for 15 years, but it's okay. He says, after kissing on the weekend, I took her to a theme park, Thorpe Park in the UK. Obviously, he's from the United Kingdom. I'm sure somebody's going, that accent sucks, Corey. It's not very good. Doesn't sound like anybody from the UK. We had an amazing day kissing in the queue line and acting like idiots together. That's always the best way to be, is acting like a fucking idiot with a girl who also acts like an idiot. There's a quote, I don't remember who said it, but it says something along the lines of, we don't quit playing because we grow old. We grow old because we quit playing. She asked me to send her pictures at the end of the day, and she received them when she got home and said that she thought we looked great together. Her texts since then have become more and more, until a couple of days ago we were having a day off from seeing each other. She messaged me loads of really cute messages all day, and I joked with her and played on her need to keep messaging me. She's being playful with her. I know you have a crush on me. I know. It's hard. It's difficult being a man like myself. It's just this good looking. I know I'm hard to resist, but I appreciate the fact that you're trying to exercise some self-control. The more I played with her, the more she wanted me. The more I did it, the more it drove her literally crazy. She actually said, you were driving me crazy, but I wasn't doing anything, LOL. It's like, what it really means is you're driving her crazy. You're turning her on because you're acting like a man. And it's probably been a long time since a dude acted this way with her, if ever. Because most guys don't understand how to speak this language. She fell over herself to make sure she was free Saturday night and then asked me out on a date. She's keen. I think so. So last night she took me out for cocktails and then we went for dinner. I quickly detected her attraction was high, a crotch rub with her foot. Oh, naughty girl. While telling me she was bald downstairs. A bald eagle? Was some of what was a giveaway even for a complete noob like me. In other words, what she's saying, I freshly shaved for you and you're going to get some of this later as long as you play your cards right and don't talk me out of it. That's what she's thinking. When she's rubbing your dick and telling you that she's bald eagle, she's saying, we're going to be bumping uglies later. As long as you don't talk me out of it. So eventually, we took the party back to my house where we had more drinks, listened to music, sang, and played instruments in my home studio. We then had great sex into the early hours. You're both naughty. We slept naked together all night, woke up, and had sex again in the morning before I drove her home. I'm sure you really suffered over that, huh? Now she wants to be friends with benefits. Sounds like good benefits. The information in your book is brilliant, I know, and very respectful, and I think it will make a big difference to my life going forward. I will keep reading it over and over. Well, it'll make a big difference if you read it 10 to 15 times and you get to know it backwards and forwards, because right now you're just utilizing the pickup, seduction, the dating stuff. You haven't even got to their relationship stuff. I know you got 15 years of history, but it all fucking changes when feelings are involved. So do the right thing, my man. Read the book 10 to 15 times. There are no shortcuts to success. So with that said, if you're in a situation and you would like to get my help, the quickest way is to go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen and book a coaching session with yours truly so you can pass the woman's test in your life as easily and effortlessly as the two Bobs did. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.